It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. This is part two of a two-parter on what volunteer youth workers need from their point person, whether that's senior pastor, youth pastor, another volunteer who's in the number one seat, whoever. If you haven't listened to part one, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to it. It's not too long, as you would guess, roughly 5 minutes. So I opened this topic last week on this podcast. These needs that I'm talking about could be met in multiple ways, but I'm primarily thinking in terms of a church staff person providing these and prioritizing these. And certainly some of these priorities come from my experience of observing tons of youth ministries, but mostly they come from paying attention to what I need as a volunteer youth worker at my church for the last 26 years. Last week, we talked about three priorities: community for your team, care, appreciation, and encouragement, and growth. And now a few more. Training. Seems to me that this one should be more obvious, but I'm still a bit baffled by how few ministry point people provide intentional and regular training for their volunteers. Sure, we all learn much of it on the job, but regular training is essential for your team members' success. Plus, it shows them that you care. Maybe you live this out by taking your team to a training event of some sort, or you could provide short training bits over a meal at a monthly team gathering. Remember, you don't have to know everything. Just stay a step ahead. Read a good youth ministry book and share what you've learned, and then host discussion about the application. Another wonderful and easy way to provide training, especially when you're less than sure about what you'd say, is to provide books or send links to helpful articles or episodes of podcasts. Oh, there you go. The learning from this sort of thing is almost always compounded, however, if you also have some dialogue with the group about what they read and learned. Still, easy peasy, but powerful and essential. Then there's this priority: clarity. There's a story about Mother Teresa. Some of you have probably heard me tell it. It's possibly apocryphal, I don't know, where she responds to a powerful man who asked her to pray he would find clarity. She responds saying she will not pray that he finds clarity, but instead she will pray that he grow in trust. In fact, she said, clarity is the crutch of the Christian. I love that story, and I quote it often in the coaching work I do with youth workers. But I'd suggest there's a place for trust and a place for clarity. Trust takes priority in the Christian life. The pursuit of Christlikeness is a journey of risk and obedience and trust. But if you're hoping your youth ministry volunteers are going to flourish, they need clarity on several fronts. First and foremost, volunteers need clarity on their mission. Why do they exist? What's the point of this ministry? And does their contribution move the ball down the field toward that end? Secondly, volunteers need clarity on their role. What's the vision for the volunteer in this ministry, and how are they going to know if they're succeeding? What are the expectations and hopes? And finally, they need clarity on boundaries. Look, the last thing you need is to have a volunteer assume it's okay to put himself in a compromised position with a student, creating accusations and confrontation and dozens of additional meetings, if not actual pain and suffering. Don't assume common sense. Be super clear about boundaries if you want your volunteers to experience maximum freedom to be creative and empowered to minister. Surely you have heard the cliche, there's no I in team. But I'd like to suggest to you, my youth ministry friend, that there is an I, and it's you. Did you follow that? Your ministry to teens will live or die, thrive or suffer on the strength of your team. And it's your responsibility and calling to help your team to create an environment for community to provide encouragement and training and clarity.
Hey, folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years, and I've just see regularly in front of my very eyes see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort. in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level 2 cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.